The Commissioner General for the UN agency with specific responsibility for Palestinian refugees, UNRWA, has said he fears the widespread damage will lead to a lost generation of young people. Philippe Lazzarini told the BBC that there are more than 500,000 children in the school system in Gaza, and without homes, they will not return to education. Meanwhile, a limited amount of aid, including medical supplies, is expected to arrive in Gaza in the coming days after a deal was brokered by Qatar. The deal was reached as the UN reports that 85% of Gaza's 2.4 million population are now displaced, many crowded in shelters, struggling to access food, water and medicine. For more on this, we're joined by UNICEF Ireland's Executive Director, Peter Power. Peter Power, thanks for coming into our studio. You've been briefed by your most senior personnel on the ground in Gaza. What picture are they giving you?
Yes, our senior personnel were on the ground in Gaza for the last week, and the picture they're painting, frankly, is horrifying, unimaginable horrors being inflicted on people. There is now 1.8 million people, greater than the size of Dublin, now squashed into a very, very small area around Rafah and Khan Yunis, having been displaced from the north without shelter, without food, without hygiene, sanitation. And all of this has given rise to, it has moved on from being a catastrophe now to being a collapse in basically the services and social order in the south.
The latest aid deal brokered by Qatar will see some aid, but can you put it into context in terms of how much is needed and how much would usually have gone in?
I think it's important to put this into context. This is in relation to supplying a medical assistance for Israeli hostages in return for very limited amounts of medicines, counterpart medicines going to some Palestinians. But in the wider context, when you're talking about over 2 million people now needing humanitarian assistance, it's just a drop in the ocean. In the wider context, about 150 humanitarian trucks are getting in a day. We need it to be up to about 500 to really address the situation at the scale required. And what we're most concerned now is about the delays in our trucks getting in. There's real inefficiency, real delays, and there's nothing in these trucks that can cause harm or can be used by one party to the war. And we really require that system to be speeded up.
This is aid that will go into southern Gaza. Is there any access to the northern part of the strip at all?
It is extremely limited. That's the briefing we got this week. There's about 300,000 people left in the north of Gaza. And again, the reports we're hearing are absolutely quite horrific because most people have just left. It's virtually uninhabitable at the moment. But we have found it extremely difficult to get security clearances from the south. We're getting aid into the south, but it's very hard to get it into the north since the start of the year. And we are constantly calling for increased humanitarian access for us and for other UN sister agencies.
Peter Power, UNICEF Ireland's Executive Director. Thank you very much for coming into the studio.